We are reading from the study of Ten Sfirot, Volume 6, Part 16, Question Number 298. You can ask questions on the Kabbalah Lam website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Test Part 16, Question 298. Since the 14 Sfirot were also the area of the Klipot before the sin, so also before the sin, the matter of death in the Olamot were the Klipot. Again, since the 14 Sfirot since the 14 Sfirot were the area of the Klipot before the sin, also before the sin, there was a matter of death in the Olamot, which are the Klipot. Answer 298. The truth is that the Klipot that were the matter of death were in the Olam, and that was the freedom from the angel of death, because there was no control to hold on to anything, and by the sin he got the control. Again, since the 14 Sfirot were there before the sin, so also before the sin, the matter of death in the world were the Klipot. The answer, the Klipot that are the death were in the world. And the Olam was freedom from the angel of death, because it had no control to sustain anything. By the sin, he was given the control.
Barur lo?
Clear, no? That's question 298. It is true that the klipot, the shells, which is the matter of death, was in the world before the sin. Indeed, the world was under the discernment of the freedom from the angel of death, meaning disconnected from it, not under the control of, in order to receive, because he had no control to harm anything. And by the sin, he was given control. That's the answer. There became a connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow. And then we can have a desire to bestow in order to receive. This is the main control of the will to receive over the spiritual actions. There's a will to bestow that can bring to in order to receive. Is that okay? Questions? Before the sin, there was a desire to receive separate, and not connected with the desire to bestow. The entire will to bestow was above the Parsai Natsilut, and the will to receive, all of it, was in the compartment of the klipot, the shells, and there was no connection between them. After the sin, the world of Bia fell into their place. The world of Atzilut came down to Parsa, and the structure called Adam HaRishon was broken. And then there became a connection, a mix between the will to receive and the light, the intention in order to bestow. So that now it's seemingly impossible to put the intentions on in order to bestow, and they will draw the lights to the vessel of reception. That's what he's telling us, really. In truth, the klipa, which is the matter of death, was in the world. It was, but it was disconnected from Kedusha, from sanctity. Indeed, the world was free from the angel of death, separate, because it had no control, no way to harm anything. And by the sin, it was given this control, this ability. Yes. Just quickly, guys.
I wanted to ask, what is the matter of death in spirituality?
In order to receive, this is called death.
Is there nothing that revives that thing that is now called dead? That has no connection whatsoever to the light that revives it? Even a thin line?
Dead is also a state. With us, dead is considered as something that disappeared. It's not disappeared. It's a desire to receive that works in order to receive. And it has the ability to work in order to receive. That's why it's called death. Dead. Meaning, if you ask, before the shattering, was the will to receive that received nothing from the light and had no contact with the light. Rather, it would only receive a certain illumination to enliven him. Was he called dead? No, he's not called dead. Dead is called someone that receives in order to receive. Okay?
So can you say that actually the angel of death existed, he didn't have control, and by choosing to receive something, I operated the angel of death that killed the desire?
These are all words. The important things to speak about without the angel of death and those things. But clearly, was there a will to receive? Yes. Was there in order to receive? Yes. Was he able to rule over sanctity? No. There was no contact.
But it's always a matter of my choice between receiving and...
There was no choice.
Meaning a decision?
There was no decision. We're talking about the state before creation, before Adam HaRishon.
Sorry, I took it to some other place. Sorry. Question 299. What does it mean that all the ascents of the worlds that were prior to the sin were scrutinized only through man of Ima and not through man of Nukva? Again, question 299. What is the meaning that all the ascents of the worlds that were prior to the sin were only scrutinized by man of Ima and not by man of Nukva? Answer 299, you cannot raise man from Nukva prior to the end of correction, because the Malchut was concealed in Radla, and there is no Zivug upon it, and all the scrutinies that are done are discerned as man of Ima. And it is that the matter of the 32 King Malchiot are rejected always from the 320 sparks, and the 32 Malchiot of Ima come to their place as noted. Again, the answer for 299, one cannot raise man from Nukva prior to the end of correction, because the Malchut was concealed in Radla, and there is no Zivug upon it. And all the discernments that are done are in the matter of man of Ima. And it is that the Pchina of the 32 Malchuyot are always rejected from the 320 sparks, and the 32 Malchuyot of Ima come to their place as noted.
Malchut becomes corrected by being integrated in Bina. It raises itself to Bina and is included there more and more and more, just like we dip cake in whiskey and eat the cake until the whiskey ends. When the whiskey ends, do you really need the cake? Ah, come on, you're a kid, a woman, you're a man, you want to overcome. And that's how you can overcome. Meaning you cannot drink whiskey, but through integration it's possible. I'm just imagining the taste. It feels good. So that is the correction throughout the 6,000 years. The correction of the malchut, the whiskey, that cannot be used otherwise, through the integration with the cake, which is bina. And that's how you can correct. What exactly is the integration? That the bina is in power, and it determines how much of malchut it takes. So what's important here is the carrier, which is the cake, and as much as how much it integrates with the whiskey, to the extent that the cake allows, because it measures and examines how the vessels of reception, the chup, can integrate with the vessels of bestowal, the cake. Understood so far? Yes. Okay, good. Now, when the entire whiskey is finished by the cake, and the bina actually doesn't end, rather the whiskey that is intended to integrate with it ends. And then what we have left is the whiskey itself that has to be corrected as it is. And that will happen after our correction, in the final correction. This is what's called Rav Pealim HaKapitziel. It is the special kind of coupling that comes from what's called Messiah. All right, that's clear. This is the action. What, Leo?
It really reminds us what we learned in the first part of the lesson, where you have to work with the whiskey and the cake, the will to receive, and the influence of the group.
Yeah, okay. You can say that. Only there we put the emphasis on not annulling the malchut, meaning maintaining it even though we don't use it, but we keep it in check. You locked up the snake, but you keep the hand on the lock.
And here the whiskey, the malchut, is using it in practice.
You integrate with bina as much as possible, you raise it to bina. Well, we just say that. Nothing actually goes down, but integrate the malchut with the bina, and then you can use both of them in a way that you can continue receiving the light of chassadim with the illumination of the light of chokhmah. That's a very great light. Now, you can ask, what's the main thing here? The illumination of chokhmah or the light of chassadim? The illumination of chokhmah is many, many times greater than the light of chassadim. There's no comparison, but it's called an illumination of chokhmah compared to light of chassadim, because all you take from chokhmah is through an integration. Meaning, there is also what is primary and what is secondary in terms of the action. You take chokhmah only to the extent you can include it, you can add it. In truth, the main action happens with the chassadim, but the goal is to receive the whiskey, to reveal the light of chokhmah. And when you finish all of it through the integration, you can't do more of that. That means you've completed the 6,000 years, and then what seems to happen is the zivug with the whiskey itself. But I don't know how that happens exactly. There are different kind of... we don't exactly know how that happens. That the light of chassadim can then clothe the full light of chokhmah in its place, not the malchut that is concealed in radla, but in its place. That's, well, schematically we can draw, and the paper can bear it. But really, without the integration, as much as we learn about the integration, there are many laws in it, and it's tough to understand it. But after that, you don't understand how it's possible to do something otherwise. How is it possible to take the whiskey without the integration with Bina, so that it's in order to bestow the quality of Bina, in order to bestow? But how do I approach the Malchut itself, the light of Chokhmah itself? There are many questions about that.
That's also the reason that this example is a little confusing, because in our world, I dip the cake in the whiskey to drink the whiskey. That's what interests me. It's like I'm kind of finding a loophole of how to do it. I want the whiskey, so I dip the cake. But the meaning is to enjoy the whiskey. But here I understand that the intention needs to be completely different.
No, the whiskey. You want to use it in order to bestow. You have no other choice. For lack of a better choice, that's what you do.
But there's truly a danger to fall here.
Well, yeah, but that's called in order to bestow. If there was no danger, it wouldn't be in order to bestow.
So how do we really do it correctly? How do I really dip it in the whiskey?
That's very simple. Who's more important to you? You or the host? If it's the host, then you drink to the limit, but the maximum limit that you can in order to bring him contentment, but only to that limit. If you do more than that, you get intoxicated, you're thrown out of the wedding, like Rabash explained.
So the cake is the importance of the hosts, basically, right?
It's the means. Yeah. The importance of the host is actually with
the whiskey?
Of course, because it's the light of Chokhmah. So here is the question. What does it mean? How do you receive the light of Chokhmah without integrating it with Bina? How is it possible? How is it possible to do it with an intention to bestow, not through the integration?
Even the integration is not clear how to do that.
Well, that's somehow in each and every aspect. They say there's an integration. But without the integration... Well, anyway, it's good that it's not understood. It's a sign that we're moving closer to a new understanding. Yes, Chaim.
Is there
a connection between the incorporation of Malchut and Bina and the rising of the 32 Malchuyot to Radla, the concealment of the 32 Malchuts in Radla?
Without the Malchut that was concealed in Radla, it's impossible to start integrating. First of all, the 32 Malchuyot have to be in Radla, meaning that there will be no coupling over them. The Rosh of Atzilut, which is Radla, the first Rosh. The second Rosh is Rosh of Arechanpin. So that Rosh cannot allow the Zivug over the stony heart. Because Atzilut emerges after the world of Nikudim. So right away, the reason for the shattering of Nikudim is felt, and that's why there is a prohibition on making a coupling over the true Malchut itself.
So if the real Malchut was already concealed in the Radla, who does the integration with Bina?
Malchut, through integrating with Bina.
But it's concealed in Radla.
Yes, Malchut itself, but through integration in Bina, it's allowed. Who's doing it? Arechanpin. That's why there are two Rashim in Atzilut.
Again, what does it do?
Integration, Malchut with Bina. That's why there are different degrees in it. The Reshet Dad Loyada, Mocha Davira, Koma Davira. In the Rosh, there's already a screen that stands at the Nikvenaim, basically, between the vessels of Restol and Reception, that's making distinctions between the parts of the Rosh, so that what comes to the body, to the Rosh, is only a part of the Rosh that can control the goof. Meaning it's like your head is being cut and you're told you don't have that part. That's it. Meaning the first Rosh is detached. It's not there. Only the second Rosh, and the second Rosh has its own limitations. The first Rosh only says there's not going to be any coupling over the first restriction, as there was an attempt to do in the world of Nikudim. There's no such thing anymore. The final correction for us is using all the vessels of reception through integrating with vessels of bestowal only, not more, not over the vessels of reception themselves.
So the concealment in Radla is the restriction on the Zivug of Tzimtzum Aleph? It's the
yes.
Concealment of the Zivug of Tzimtzum Aleph, and in Rosh Hashanah it gives the Zivug, enables the Zivug for Tzimtzum
Bet. Not only enables, it plans how to integrate the qualities of bestowal and reception with each other. And then that's why it's Mocha Davira, Kruma Davira. It's all about the Bina. Abba takes Ima outside due to her child, meaning that only Bina operates, not Chokhmah. Only the Bina that returns to be Chokhmah, that is integrated in Arechanpin from Chokhmah, and then she can rule and bestow in the world of Atzilut. Meaning Bina is in charge of everything. The Chokhmah, it's only the part of it that can appear is the part that Bina takes and approves and takes it down and works with it downwards. There are great corrections there. So when there was a question before about how do we work without the integration, after you learn the integration, it's very difficult to understand. Sure, on the diagram, like we draw it, it's very clear. Here's an intention to bestow, here's a will to receive, but to go more technically into it, it's not understood. Also, it's no longer working in three lines. What three lines? Where is the merging? It's just one line. Yes, Akoka.
In the example with the whiskey, it's not clear why it's called that there's an incorporation with Bina also, and it's not just a different usage of Malchut. It's still going to receive, so what's Bina here?
No. Well, this is what we have to learn. It's not that you're working with the vessels of reception. It's vessels of reception that were integrated with vessels of bestowal. They're not true vessels of reception.
What here is the Bina that's doing that's not vessels of reception?
A mother goes to a shop to buy a toy for the baby. She, with her vessels, great vessels of bestowal, she's integrated with the little vessels of reception of the baby. He has very little vessels of reception. She has great vessels of bestowal. This can be done for sure. Why is it two and not one? Specifically because there is a role distribution here. The will to receive, the will to bestow, the integration, the submission, the calculation, and in that way comes the correction.
But how here is there Bina? In what? What's bestowing here?
No. She's doing everything. Bina is connecting the connector. She's doing everything. Why was the shattering? Why did we have a shattering in Adam HaRishon? So that we first bring the force of Bina. Bina is the first nine sefirot. It's all bestowal. Malchut is the vessel of reception. And therefore, we need to integrate in the group. The first nine sefirot, that's like Bina. And then, to the extent the group can include the will to receive of each and every one, we raise it in the general collective light of Chassadim to the Creator through integration.
But what does Bina add to that Malchut?
I don't understand you. Force of bestowal is the force of the Creator.
Right, but what is it in bestowal? In that example with the whiskey, you're still receiving. So where here is the bestowal?
No. The force of Bina is the force of Keter. The force of Bina is a force of bestowal. That's it. Bina is a force of bestowal. That's why she gives birth, she takes care, she has milk, she can correct. You understand? It's a special force in our world, too.
When he dips the cake in the whiskey and takes, why is there Bina here? Why is it not called to use different ways of the Malchut? He's still taking. Where is there Bina here? That's what I can't grasp.
He doesn't take it, no.
Why is it called that he's not taking?
Does he want to bestow? He is integrated with the force of bestowal. And all the force of the whiskey annuls before the force of bestowal. And it says, as much as I can make bestowal more refined, then I'm included in it. I also gave examples that even when you make, you know, candies, etc., you put some rum in it, or whiskey, meaning to the extent that you can refine bestowal, refine the sweetness. Well, there are no more words.
Okay. I'm simply, Bina obligates you to some kind of calculation, meaning what does Bina compel you to?
Bestow.
But who's the calculation with?
No. To the extent of the integration of Malchut with the will to bestow of Bina, then you basically demonstrate how much you wish to unite with the Bina, which is really with Keter, with the Creator. You determine the measure, the level of integration. And in your integration, there are two forces already, the bestowing force, where you completely annul yourself before Bina, and above that, there is another overcoming where your will to receive also works like Bina, but because it is a will to receive, then its form of work is of receiving. However, the content of the work itself is bestowing. What do you ask from the guest? Please do me a favor and eat. So, he's giving to you. Bina cannot give.
Eventually, what's the kli? When there's an integration between Malchut and Bina, which is the kli?
The kli is the middle line. Yet, the main thing is Bina. Until the final correction, it is a very thin line, which is related to the measure of the light of Bina of Chokhmah that's received. But Chassadim is the whole circle. There's no limitation, no problem. You guys should think about it more and more. These are very subtle and interesting things, and they'll help our progress. Yes, Cohen.
How can I know? I heard that you said if the snake is already locked in its prison, but the snake is the manager of the prison, he's the warden. How can he? We know that sometimes I have like criticism out of concern for the friend or for all of the society, but even that concern comes sometimes from my desire to justify myself. How to know when it's this and when it's that?
That's why we have a very specific order of actions in spirituality. First of all, it is complete restriction. And complete restriction doesn't mean that I make a restriction and I, you know, shut myself. No. Restriction means that I pray and then comes light that reforms and it restricts me. Meaning it's the Creator that puts the hand all over my mouth. And then I'm in restriction. That's one. Two, we have the matter of masach, which is that above the tzimtzum, I have to integrate with the greatness of the Creator as opposed to the serpent. The serpent or the snake doesn't disappear. It lies within. But I have to bring the light that reforms so that it will influence me in a greater strength than the snake. And it will win. Very simple. If the Creator wins, if the Creator is the winner, then I can make an action of bestowal to the extent that He gave me His strength. That's it. That's all. But it's not that I myself, like you say, of course, if I do something, the serpent lies within and I think I detach from it, but I'm included with it. You're right. But here we're talking about inviting the Creator in each and every action, in each and every scrutiny. All you do is ask, only, like a baby who doesn't know how to do anything on its own. That's how we are in spirituality, and you stay that way all the time. Even in the highest degrees where you work with the will to receive and coupling of striking and receiving in order to bestow, it is only words. What we actually always do is asking from the Creator. Forces and actions. The only question is, what desires are we asking forces for? That means we're greater, according to how much we overcome the will to receive by asking of the Creator. That's how it works all the time. He's doing everything. So you got nothing to be afraid of. In spirituality, well, there are incidents where you fall, where you fall hard. But that comes as part of creation's plan. As part of the plan of creation. Yes.
I ask every day from the Creator to use me however He wants.
Yes.
And then throughout the day I discover that I'm doing actions that, oh boy.
Nah, like all of us, don't worry.
But I don't know if this is what the Creator wants me to be like that.
If you do something before you think, of course the Creator does it. If He gives you an opportunity to think, it's a sign He wants you to think. And then you think and try to make actions of your own. Okay.
No.
Sometimes He He controls me and makes me do actions that
chutzman or crazy.
Yeah, it makes me just crazy ones.
Crazy actions.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I discover that He used me.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. But on the way, as I get like pride, it's like, oh, wow, it's gifts. It's not one gift. And sometimes, no, I'm the will to receive. When is it this and when is it that? How to know?
You don't need to know. You need to try to do what we discussed in the first part of the lesson, that everything will be conscious. To tell you how to do it, don't let the Creator do anything. Between us. No one's listening, so that other people won't talk to me about saying that. Don't let the Creator do anything. Do everything under your control. Literally. You understand? That's it. Don't let go. Don't let yourself go. Just always be in self-control. Okay? Self-control. Yeah. Okay? Good.
Before we move to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שירון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא